But don't be, by all means, don't be so safe that you are silent. I'm afraid that our safety has called us to be silent, Sister Barker. What you were saying up there this morning, our call to God is not a call to silent safety or security. Our call, the call of God, Sister Collier, is a call out of the boat. He said to Peter, come. I know it's not safe, Peter, but come on. Amen, because I'm out here. Amen, I've gone before. I'm out here. I'm on the water. Come, Peter. And the Lord's calling to some of us here this morning, get out of the boat. Get out of safety. Get out of security. Get out of your comfort zones. It's time to quit playing it so safe. Listen, if you're so worried about making heaven, you may not make it. You need to be confident in the Lord who has called you and the Lord who has saved you and washed you from your sin. I've got more confidence of God than in my God than that to believe I'm just going to barely make it into the pearly gates just before they close. Anybody ever get your coat caught in the door? I've done that. I've done that more than one time. Get a jacket caught in the door or something. Walk through the door. Being tall sometimes is unfortunate. I walked through one time and got my pocket caught on the door handle. I'm telling you, it's we play things way too safe in the church. We're worried about the devil. Who? Last time I heard, he was defeated. The last time, in my Bible, it says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. My Bible says that the devil's a defeated foe. My Bible says the devil's on his way to hell. My Bible says that he's a defeated enemy, that if you resist him, he'll flee from you. That's what my Bible says. I don't know about yours, but that's what mine says. Amen? That's what yours says, too. Yours says you have authority over him. Amen. That authority from the original, not your authority, not something you... Now, some of you, this is going to hurt you, but please forgive me, but it's the gospel truth. The authority and the power is not of you. It's not because you're super spiritual that you can whip the devil. Jesus made a statement one day to the disciples. He said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. You better be rejoicing because your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your authority doesn't come from how spiritual you are. Your authority comes from the name of Jesus and your relationship with Him. Amen? Amen. You're a devil defeater this morning. Amen. Why? Because of the authority that you have through Jesus Christ. That authority comes from the original. It's not delegated authority. Amen. It's not some authority that is placed on you or in you. It is the very authority of the name of Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, come on. Come on out here. Amen. He told Peter, amen, Peter, launch out into the deep. Let's quit playing it safe. Let's quit playing it safe. Let's launch out into the deep. Cast your net on the other side. Do something different. Do something out of the ordinary. Quit playing it safe. He's not safe, but he is good. He's the King. Which leads me to my next point. Point number four. We are called to live and serve in Christ's authority. Everybody say Christ's authority. We're called to live and serve in Christ's authority. There's nowhere in the Bible that says just get saved and play it safe. But a lot of people have that mentality. Oh, if I could just get saved, I'll be all right. If I could just get saved, I'll be all right. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I found out something a long time ago. When I got saved, it didn't all turn out all right. What? Did I just say that, Sister Lynn? Did I just say that? When I got saved, it didn't turn out all right. What do you mean? When I got saved, it started a battle. Amen. Listen, I signed up as a soldier. Hello? Isn't that right? We're soldiers of the cross. He didn't say play it safe. He said, you be a soldier. He said, fight the good fight. Lay the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. But you got saved. You got saved to be a soldier, not play it safe. But I found out when I got saved, I started a whole lot of things going on. The devil got aggravated and agitated. And he started battling me. And he started opposing the things of God. I picked a fight. That's not safe. But yet many people have this idea, if I could just get saved and I could just find me a good church, and I could just sit on a nice, comfortable pew, and I can hear some real good singing and some real good preaching, then I could go make it to heaven. Good luck. Good luck. I hope it goes that smooth for you. Because sometimes you've got to go home. Oh, things are starting. Sometimes, brother, we got to go to work, right? It's not always heaven on earth at work, is it? It's not heaven on earth always out there. It's not always heaven on earth at home. It's not always heaven on earth when you have to deal with your family. It's not always heaven on earth. Why? Because the Bible says, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Listen, when you get saved, you just started trouble. You started trouble with the devil. He doesn't like you. He hates you. Matter of fact, 1 Peter 5:8 said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Satan's out to oppose anything that God has started, and God started something in you when he saved you. He started a work that is eternal in you, and when he did, that created issues with Satan. Amen. I'm telling you, we need to quit playing it safe. Our safety is the safety we think we're in is we are so delusional. We sit and we think, oh, I'm safe. Man, I'm safe as long as I don't say too much, as long as I don't shout too much. Nobody will ask me to teach. Nobody will ask me to pay tithes. Nobody will ask me to give. Nobody will ask me to work. I'll just sit here and be safe. Good luck. I'm going to tell you, the devil is going to be after you. You have an adversary. In case you haven't woken up to that yet, you have an adversary. He's out to kill. The Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and what? Destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. But that doesn't mean the devil doesn't still try to kill, steal, and destroy. Hello? Some of us act like the devil's nowhere around. I'm going to tell you, folks, just take a quick look around your circle in life. Take a quick look at your neighborhood. Take a quick look at the city. Take a quick look at the world around. Take a quick look at Dayton, Ohio and this community. Take a quick look at the number of people that are dying from heroin overdose. Take a quick look, church. The devil is alive on planet Earth. And we're playing it safe. I said, we're playing it safe. That call, listen. That point, and I'm getting ready to close, Brother Stan, if you'd make your way back. That point is this. The call to follow Christ is not a call to safety, but it's a call to submission, surrender, service, and sometimes possible suffering. And the fourth point was we are called to live and serve in the authority of Christ. Listen, the king is not just your king. Everybody say, my king. Come on, somebody say, my king. My king is not just someone with power and authority to tell us what to do. That's the way a lot of people look at the Lord. Well, bless God, the Lord just tells me what to do. But he's a king who has the authority and the power to do what needs to be done. And then offers it back to us in the good news of grace. God didn't call us to do it all in our own power. He called us to do it in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, the Bible, you know the story. I love this story. One of my favorite in the scripture. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John go to the temple. at the hour of prayer. And the Bible says there was a man there lame from birth. Amen. That had been carried there daily as a beggar. And he asked alms of them. And they said, listen, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. There's the key, church. Such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of, in the name, in the name, in the name. There is power in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. That, you know what that was? You know what that was? That spirit of, everybody say spirit of infirmity. That spirit of infirmity that was on that man. Now there's not a devil behind every bush, and the devil's not shaking every bush. But I want to tell you something. There are spiritual infirmities in this world. But this man had spiritual infirmity from birth. And I'm going to tell you, with Peter and John, who had just left the upper room just prior to this, maybe the day before, maybe 2 days at most, but just within a day or two of the upper room experience where the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon these. They come, and they come in the power of the name of Jesus. And they said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And immediately, he was healed. Immediately, he was healed. I'm talking about serving in the authority. Serving in the authority of Christ. Not serving fearfully. Not serving safely. But willing to get out there and fight the good fight of faith. We're not taking territory anymore in the church. I said, we're not taking territory anymore in the church. We're surrendering it. We're surrendering our neighborhoods. There's people in the churches surrendering. And I'm going to say this bare. I'm going to say it with all the love I can. But there are those of us in the church who are surrendering family to the enemy. We're letting them go. We're not even fighting for them. We give up. We've gotten weary in well-doing. We've fainted. We've laid down. We've given up. We've decided, listen, I've got to make heaven. I can't worry about everybody else. I've got to make heaven for myself. So we tighten up our safety net, and we sit in our safe pews, and we sit in our safe places and do our safe things, and we've allowed the enemy to have family, friends, and loved ones, communities, and cities, and everything else. We've allowed the enemy to take it. The church isn't gaining ground. We're giving it up. The Lord says it's time. It's time for the church to stand up and be that army that Ezekiel saw. When he saw that valley of dry bones, he said, the Lord, the wind came upon that valley of dry bones. Flesh came upon those bones and sinew. And all of a sudden that army of bones stood up, an exceeding great army, and the breath came into that army, and they went forward, and they were a mighty army of God. That's what the prophet saw. We're a mighty army. That song that Brother Stan sang earlier, there's an army rising up. I said there's an army rising up. That army's rising up, but that's not an army to fight in a physical battle, but that's an army of chain breakers. It's an army that's going to break chains, bring deliverances. But we can't do that living in safety, church. If you're afraid the devil's going to scratch you when you get into, you're living way too safe. Listen, I'm not afraid of the devil. I don't go picking fights with him necessarily, but I realized when I came to know Jesus, I picked one. You've heard this statement, pick your battles. You've heard that, right? Pick your battles. Well, you picked one when you became a Christian. But I want to challenge you this morning. Our Lord is, he's not safe. It's not a safe Lord who calls his disciples out into uncharted territory like to walk on water. But I want you to hear this one, and this one covers all of us this morning. We're called to live in the authority of Christ. But he said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Christianity is cross-carrying. It's not safety. Not about safety. It's not about me, and I don't begrudge anybody writing songs, because songs are great, but you know, the concept of making it safely home. Tell that to men like Jim Elliot. Tell that to missionaries like Jim Elliot who died, amen, at the end of a spear, giving his life to take the gospel to a group of headhunters called the Akua Indians in Ecuador. Tell that to these men and women of God who for years have given their life, who've suffered immeasurably, who've suffered all manner of diseases because they were called not to be safe, but to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to around the world. And if we have gotten into our safe places, my concern is we're not sharing the gospel. We become too safe. We become too comfortable. I've often thought the reason America can't see where they are spiritually is because we have it too well. We are so blessed as a nation. As I said earlier in the beginning of the service, there are some of us who are getting ready to go to Haiti. We leave at 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow. But I just want to tell you that's not meant to for pity or anything. It's meant to tell you that sometimes God calls us to do things that aren't necessarily safe. But we're called to share and spread a gospel that brings deliverance and salvation. We're called to live and serve in Christ's authority. The king is not just someone with power and authority to tell you what to do. He has the power and the authority to do what needs to be done through you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye should be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. What am I talking about? I'm talking about our authority in Christ. Power, authority. And I said, it's not just a delegated authority. He says, I give unto you power. But do you understand that power comes through direct link with Jesus Christ? Catch this. Catch it. That authority comes through a direct link with the Savior. He doesn't say, like a boss says, because you work for me, I give you authority. You have authority. You can make decisions on this job that are part of your portfolio. You can make decisions. That's not the kind of authority it is. It's the kind of authority that comes from the original. It's original authority. It's not delegated. And it comes because Christ lives in you and in me. And it's original authority. Do you understand the difference? Do you see the difference? One is something someone's allowed me to use. One, the other is who I am. It's who I am. The authority that you have in Christ is who you are. It's not something that is just given and bestowed to you. And thank God for the gift coming in the way it does. But when the Bible says he spoke with authority, that meant from the original or original. The same word when he said, and I give unto you power, authority. If Christ lives in you, you have that authority, that spiritual authority to overcome the enemy. You see, God's calling us today to a service that is beyond normal expectations. We've got to get out of our boats. We've got to be willing to stretch and cast our nets out in uncharted waters. We've got to be willing to go where Jesus said go, and which brings me to the conclusion of my last point. Understand, I want you to hold it for just a minute, because I've got something I want to play. And then you're going to play. But listen, brings me to my fifth point. God did not call us to safety, but to soldiering. Has our Christianity become so safe that we have become stagnant? Have our seas become so calm that we have become spiritually comatose? We are called to fight the good fight of faith with all spiritual authority of heaven's arsenal at our disposal. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We are more than conquerors. He's not safe. He's our conquering King. In Revelation 19, John saw heaven open, and what did he see? He saw a rider. That rider was Jesus Christ upon a white horse. And the Bible says he doth judge and make war, and he was called faithful and true. And his eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called. What is it called, church? You know, the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in white linen, white and clean. That's the saints. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that which with which he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of his wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. Here it is. King of kings, Lord of lords. That's my king this morning. I've asked Brother Jack to play this, and then we're going to go right in. Brother Stan, when this is over, if you will, just begin to play. But I want you to hear this morning. He's not safe. He is good. He's our King.
The Bible says my King is the King of the Jews. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness. He's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of glory. He's the King of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my King. I wonder, do you know him? My King is a sovereign King. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's Son. He's a sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he purifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is lighter. I wish I could describe him. But yet he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, is that your king? Would you stand and honor him for a moment this morning? Come on, let's stand and honor that king this morning. He's my king. He's my king. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you know him this morning? I know you know him, but do you really know him? It's time, church. It's time to get out of that safe zone. It's time to get out there and let... It's time for some folks to start walking on that water and come to Jesus. He's our King. Yes, he's not safe, but he's good. He's our King. I want you to just worship. Brother Stan, if you will, I want you to just go ahead and begin to play that song this morning. I want us to just take a moment. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're dealing with this morning, but I really feel that chain-breaking spirit in this house today. It's time to quit playing it safe. Some of you have been afraid to move. You've been the fear of failing God, or the fear of backsliding, or the fear of something. I'm not sure, but we pull into our boxes and we start playing it safe. We never get out there. We never experience things like Peter experienced. The great drought of fish, walking on water. We never experience the transformation on the mountain because we want to stay right there and play it safe. I want to challenge you this morning. Get out of the boat. Get out of the boat. Get out into something that you don't know, but you know God does. That's the point. The point was, don't try to figure God out. Just trust Him. Don't try to find answers. Just trust Him. How many of you know that's your King this morning? Do you know Him? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everybody that will. I'm going to ask you to gather around and let's worship the Lord. Come on, everybody, let's just gather around up here at the altar. And let's just take a moment and honor that King that you saw there this morning. Come on and honor the King with me. Come on. Hallelujah, that's my King.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the
Lord. Come on, let's
Lord.
Honor your King this morning. That's my King.
No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs
I really want to do this.
The Lord.
Brother Stan, just a moment. I want you to hear me. If you're here this morning and you're battling something, I want you to hear me very clearly. I really feel led to do this. I believe there's people in here this morning that you're battling some things. You're battling some personal... There's people here battling some personal things. Family. You're battling some personal things and you're dealing with some things. And that there's nothing can be more strenuous to your spirit. But often we play it safe. Because we're afraid. Fear causes you to play safe. Fear will cause you to keep the training wheels on your bicycle. And if you have enough fear of falling, you'll never take them off. But there comes a point where you got to take those training wheels off and you got to trust what you know. You got to trust what you know. It's time to take the training wheels off, church. Some of you just need to be willing to trust God. But there's people here that's going through some things, maybe in your family. You need to take spiritual authority over that. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. There's some of you need to take authority over those things. You have that authority. It's according to the scripture. It's Christ in you. That's your authority. In the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that He is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. If you're battling with something in your family, if you're battling with something in your life, if you're dealing and battling right now, I want you to step up right up front here. Just right in the front of the platform. I move this back because I'm going to pray for you this morning. If you're battling with something, maybe you're battling with fear, maybe you're battling with discouragement. I don't know. But if you're battling with something, there's something you're dealing with and battling with, just come and stand in the front. We're going to have special prayer. Brother Tony, Sister Barker, you ministers, Sean, you guys come. I'm going to ask you to come and join me. We're going to pray for these people. But I want everybody that's praying, just step back a little bit. Those of you who came up for prayer, you're battling something. I want you to be right up front so I can make sure. Okay, God bless you. Bless you, sister.